This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Far too often, we've said this, you know, I thought it was going to be different, BT, with Dart taking over, that the Giants were back. I thought this was a very winnable game. Not even that they lost the game, which obviously it's going to be about wins, losses at this particular point. They got their clocks cleaned. After the opening drive, which you felt great, they got their clocks cleaned. So that's a big disappointment here. We'll get back to the calls. But keep in mind, like, there are different types of firings or cleaning house. We wanted the Giants to do it after last year. Okay, maybe that would have been a bit early. I think Mr. Mara handled this one perfectly, meaning that, okay, whether we would have done it differently or not, he at least gave them an extra year. Remember, the Giants had been through this with all the turnover and they want some stability and sticking with it. So he just waited, like a hamstring injury, right? That's how he used to say, like, when I was dating my wife before I got engaged, I would say, like, you got to treat it like a hamstring injury. When you think you're ready to get engaged, just wait a few more weeks, maybe a few more months, and then get back out there. So Mara may have had the inclination to say, these aren't the right guys, or Dable's not the right guy, but let me give them one more year and just see definitively. Let's see what they can do with their quarterback. And they did that, and it's still 2-7. So they waited the proper amount of time, 4 years. Nobody can question, well, it's not enough to evaluate a general manager. Well, it's not enough to evaluate a head coach. Well, they didn't get their own quarterback. They had everything to work with in 4 years, and their record absolutely sucks. That, to me, is a justifiable moving on. This is not a dysfunctional organization thing. It's the right time. They gave them everything they could to work with. They need to move on.
Yeah, I totally agree. And the optics of this really make it worse. So there's just certain things you can't ignore as an owner. That's why, you know, you referenced the planes overhead and 45 or 50,000, whatever the number was, 49er fans basically taking over the house, or just the shoddy tackling, which is obviously, I think that's the worst look. When you look at any sports team, right? Whether it's basketball and then you just don't get back on defense, or maybe bullpens in baseball imploding. When a team just doesn't tackle well and just doesn't stop the run, even if they're poorly built, which is a different issue, which is also applicable here, it just seems like there's a lack of want. And when there's a lack of want in a sport like football, you know, you're almost surrendering, even though I know that they're still gladiators and they're not trying to get pushed around. I do get that. But I think from John Mara's point of view here, I think he really was aware, Sal, of the lack of stability. And I think he was very turned off by that, because, you know, we didn't want them to look like the Jets, but they do. They do. And I think that, you know, I wouldn't have run it back last year. I'm on the record with that. And I'm okay with him giving it a shot. But now the results are in, the test has been taken, and it's an absolute failure.
Yeah. It's over. It's time to move on. You talk about the want to, and I'm not trying to pick apart individuals, and I'm not breaking down the old 22. I don't care to. Here's what I care to. The record. Show me the record. I don't want to hear, yeah, but did you see the double teams? Did you see the stunts? I don't care. I care about the record. 3 straight years, 2-7. Figure it out. Fix it. Everybody's going to get fired because that hasn't been good enough. But There was a play specifically for me that I noticed. I was trying to watch a little more Dexter Lawrence yesterday in real time. Again, I'm not going back watching it. I'm watching the game. And as a matter of fact, I'm watching four games at once because the Giants haven't earned the right to be a big screen game. So you're part of the quadrant with the sound on. But the play...
Where are the Jets?
Well,
the rabbit ears?
Yeah, barely. There was a play at the end of the first quarter where I felt Dexter Lawrence quit on the play.
Okay.
He was getting double teamed and he was pursuing the ball carrier. I think it was Robinson running the football. But he was right there within grasp of at least getting an arm on him, and he didn't do it. And that to me was one play. I was okay. And then the Deontay Banks stuff. And this goes back.
Oh my God.
This goes back years with Deontay Banks. So now, do you think, let's say, Bill Belichick or whatever, like pick a good Vrabel? I mean, Vrabel's benching guys for stuff in New England. You think that's an accident? That Vrabel comes in, cleans up Gerard Mayo's mess, and is holding guys accountable, and all of a sudden the Patriots, one of the best teams in football with similar roster? I mean, it's not an accident. So how could Deontay Banks, A, be drafted, then B, when he is drafted, look like a good player, C, regress completely where last year was a disaster and giving up on plays then, to D, giving up on plays? Like, how could that be allowed to happen?
That's a confounding one. I don't have a direct answer for you, but I would say that that's even more alarming than just drafting a guy who's not good and you realizing very quickly that you drafted the wrong guy. Like, to me, player regression is a worse reflection on a coaching staff. Like, because Banks did pop early. Now, you liked him more than me.
The first year, I liked him.
Yeah, you did. And there was evidence and there was reason to like him a little bit. Not that you went overboard, but you're like, this kid's a player. And I didn't disagree. I think you pointed it out first. And when you kind of see that and then... You know, now there's just like a lack of effort. Now that's, or again, a regression.
Yeah.
Now I've got to look, I got to lift up the hood. And what's going on in the building? What's going on in the meetings? What's going on in the practice field? What's the messaging here? I don't know. But it's evidently not the right one. So, you know, we can try to adjust the lens and try to make this thing look clear. I don't need to. It's as clear as it gets. And the Giants are an absolute mess.
And it just shouldn't be accepted, though. In Banks' case, BT, it's on clear display for multiple years. That can't be accepted. And I'll give you an example. Like Drew Phillips. I love Drew Phillips as a player. I don't think he's very good in coverage, but I think Drew Phillips has the want to. He's a fiery physical player, better up in the box against the run, all those different things. Now, again, will we see regression beyond this? Who knows? But sometimes he'll get beat on a play that maybe he's playing out of position or he's just not good enough in that particular thing that the Giants are asking him to do. That's different than not having the effort like maybe Deontay Banks or Dexter Lawrence. And that, to me, is unacceptable. And you're right. I think that's an indictment on the coaching staff.
This is...
talking about lack of effort.
I'm sorry, Sal. Yeah. I mean, it's just... It's brutal. I mean, the fans... I just don't know how there's a Giant fan. And we're going to take these calls. Hopefully there's one. Just I'd like to have the conversation. How do you believe in anything moving forward with this team right now?
Mike is in Oceanside. What's up, Mike?
Except the quarterback. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's
good.
Up, buddy?
Just give me a second because I want to scream just like Sal does right now. But I can't because I have no voice for my kids' games this weekend. Talk about, I totally wanted to get in touch with you guys for like the past 2 weeks, defending Daboll, defending Daboll, defending Daboll. I would be an idiot if I defended Daboll today. I think he is absolutely done. I think he looks lost. I just want to ask you guys a question, and I think you guys will both have the same answer. Who's the best player on San Francisco?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
C-Mac.
Okay. How does he walk into the end zone untouched?
Don't know.
On that touchdown?
I don't know. It's a great question.
The Giants didn't have anybody covering him. How do you not have somebody covering him multiple times? Multiple times. They're talking about, C-Mac running free. How do you not have him? You should have him doubled, let alone not covered.
Wait. And then when they almost killed Jackson Dart, Andrew Thomas, yes, he had a great season, but he quit on that play if you watch it. His guy came back around and blindsided Dart. Do you know the play I'm talking about?
Yeah. But you're focusing on Dable. Yeah. Today, for us, it's all-encompassing. It's Shane as well. The whole thing.
It's Shane, and it's the coordinators.
Oh, that's a given.
The defensive coordinator, Bowen, is an absolute joke. It's an absolute joke. You can get a peewee guy to run a better defensive scheme than this guy. He's awful.
You know, they have, and thanks for the call, Mike, they have players on defense. It's in part why I thought that we would see a turnaround at some point, especially when you're talking about going up against Mac Jones, like at home. Mac Jones is a sitting duck quarterback. He's not going to be a guy that's going to beat you with his legs. If the Giants and Abdul Carter and Kayvon Thibodeau and Dexter Lawrence and Brian Burns can't get to him, like they finally made the play at the end of the half. I've been waiting all afternoon. Can you make a play? Goodness gracious, they're gashing you left and right. You couldn't stop the 49ers. You finally make one play. With those guys on defense, they should be making plays more regularly, BT. And it's one thing if you don't do it against the better teams. Okay, fair enough. One thing if you don't do it consistently every week. Okay, fair enough. It's not good. But to not do it against the Niners at home after you go up 7-0, for years it was, the Giants' defense doesn't have a lead to play with. They go up 7-0, and what happened?
Yeah, well, think about this. How many times where, you know, in Eli's prime, let's say somebody does that similar play where, you know, you strip sack, it's up in the air, you get the pick, even though it's a fumble, whatever. And the Giants punch in 7. And even if they don't, to me, it's not as egregious that they didn't score a touchdown. It's the fact that they didn't even seem motivated to remotely try to score a touchdown. So now it's a mindset. Like, my God, can you imagine Coughlin and that crew, those champions? Off tackle, up the middle, 1 yard, 1 yard.
All right,
let's throw a token pass, let's hit a field goal, and then not even hit it. Like, there's no way you go for the end zone, man. So they are just, God, I'm running out of words to describe how pathetic this franchise has become.
Ralph is calling from Franklin Square. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, guys, I'm like you. I want a Dable gone last year, but, you know, obviously he's here, but clearly, you know, this coaching regime is like the Walking Dead now. It's obviously time for them to go. But I do have a question. I know you said that maybe now is not the time to talk about what's salvageable, but it is the trading deadline. So I got to wonder who you guys think is untradeable. Who's on this team that's at least worth investing in for the next few years? Besides Dart, obviously. Is there anyone else? Maybe Andrew Thomas? Who do you think?
Definitely Thomas. Obviously, you want to keep Burns. You're not going to trade Carter. You just got him. Neighbors is hurt. You know, I mean, listen, I think that name that would probably generate the most debate, but also maybe interest, would be Thibodeau. Kayvon Thibodeau. And I'm not going to give him big money. I'm just not.
I would, if it were me, now this is maybe a deeper conversation that we could have at some point throughout the course of the year or even throughout the course of the show. My biggest fear now is not that they're going to keep Brian Dable on the coaching staff. I think that there's no way they could justify that. I'm concerned that they might keep Joe Shane and let him pick another head coach. I would have it to talk about the trade deadline. If I'm ownership, I would have an edict. You're not making any moves here, period. End of story, no moves. I don't want another receiver for Jackson Dart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want this regime touching anything any longer. That's just me. Now, if you want to fire Shane and then have somebody that you trust take over for now and say just get picks back for players, maybe that's an
issue. I don't even like that, because unless that's going to be the GM, might not be the same philosophy of the person you bring in.
I'm putting a freeze on it.
Just lay out.
Put a freeze on everything.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair, unless it was something like wildly over the top, reckless by some team out of a, you know, like one Super Bowl Hail Mary, like, oh, we need Kayvon. That Kayvon Thibodeau's that player necessarily put them over the edge. I'm not trying to shade him. He's good. He's just not what I thought he would be.
Well, if somebody blew you away for Dexter Lawrence, you do it too.
Oh, I would actively look to trade him.
The problem with that is that if you get the right head coach, whoever, Bill Belichick, Mike McCarthy, I'm getting texts about these names already, like, you know, the Giant fans.
Yeah.
Well, if you get the right head coach, whoever that may be, could be Lane Kiffin, I don't know, they're going to see Dexter Lawrence and say, this guy's staying here. He's too good, and the potential's too good. I'm going to get him to light the fire under his. I'll take care of
him. Yeah, I hear you. He's somebody that would worry me. I just based on, he's been around a little bit here. There's been some wild fluctuations in his performance. I don't love the motivation.
Yeah.
That's my read from a distance, with all due respect. I don't see the snap-to-snap engagement. Yeah, now listen, now, can somebody like a Belichick or somebody of that ilk maybe re-inspire him? Yeah, but to me, when you go up and down and up and down and up and down, you're eventually, even if it is a Belichick type, you're only a losing streak away from disengaging again. So to me, I would... I'm not looking to give him away. If I could rid myself of Dexter Lawrence, I would.
Here's the thing, though. At the very least, like, you may get a Belichick type or somebody else coming in saying, okay, you know what? I worry about his motor or his motivation, and then they can move him. I would want, though, whoever the next people are, I want them to come in and assess what's here.
Yeah.
Okay, what can you make of this? There was some thought that some of them had potential, whatever. So then you would say, okay, well, let the new people that have a clue of what they're doing identify what they can work with, what they don't want to work with. Have them do it before somebody else, now that the dead man walking in Joe Shane or Brian Daboll, make decisions on this roster that they're going to have nothing to do with in a couple of months.
Yeah, and it's, if you just tune it in here, guys, it's no longer about just beating the drum on Daboll. It's obviously about Shane, and, you know, things need to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.